Now we've got more on the food crisis from a different angle, activism in the United States. Many Americans are tracking the unrest over food prices and possible famines. The crisis includes not only the deadly riots in Somalia, but protests in African nations including Egypt, Cameroon, and Burkina Faso. The high price tags on basic foodstuffs could lead to malnutrition and even starvation. Activist and actor Danny Glover is trying to get the food crisis on the government's agenda. He's the chairman of the board for TransAfrica Forum, and he recently spoke to members of Congress about the impact of the food crisis on children around the world. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So what was the purpose of your trip to Capitol Hill?
Well, I was part of a panel and a briefing for Congresswoman Sheila Jackson's League Committee on the current food crisis. As you know, there's going to be, and you may not know, there's going to be a congressional delegation that's going down to Haiti. But as we all know, the crisis itself is not simply stationed in Haiti. It's a problem with the global south and poor countries in Africa, and or whether they're in South Asia, whether they're in Latin America.
Many people know you as an actor and producer, but not everyone knows that you're chair of the board for TransAfrica Forum. How did you get involved in looking at the issues that affect the global south, as you call it, and specifically this food issue?
Well, I have a longstanding relationship with TransAfrica Forum, which dates back to the anti-apartheid movement. I supported the abolition of apartheid doing the work of the great South African playwright Ethel Fugard, but also by my involvement in the African Liberation Support Committee and other organizations. So there's a long relationship with that. The question of food is very much tied into the question of development and certainly the question of infrastructure, building, and also the question of health as well. I mentioned Africa, but close countries in the global south, as we refer to them, the undeveloped world, have had a very peculiar relationship with the countries from the north, the developed world. And a great deal of that is functioned around trade. Certainly, we look at countries that at one point been sustainable in food production, often being able to export food, now are dependent upon buying food at exorbitant prices, even before the current crisis, which does not allow them to put money in social development, in education, in health care. We can go back, even if we look at the crisis in Africa, take, for instance, Kenya. Kenya, at the time of its independence, over 40 years ago, was self-sufficient in food. In fact, Kenya was the breadbasket of Eastern Africa. It sold food to the other countries in Africa. So we look at Kenya now solely dependent upon tourism as a revenue source and having to buy food, purchase food, in order to meet its demands. We see that played out in places like Zimbabwe. We see it played out in other places as well. And the beneficiaries are those who are the big conglomerates, the multinational corporations, and also the big producers of rice and corn and other important staple goods that are needed on the continent.
What you're saying recalls Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General. He was saying that high food costs could wipe out all the progress that development projects try to achieve. So if things continue as they are, do you see developing countries slipping even further from the standard of living that we see in the West?
Well, we see that happening right now. We even see that in relationship with the crisis of, around the housing crisis. You know, the fact is that over the last 35 years, the majority of new wealth has been skewed to those in the top 1 to 5% of the population. So you see a medium income among working people in the United States being virtually stagnant over the last 35 years. And they've had to find other ways to pay for essentials such as oil, food, housing, and health care when possible. This is happening in the richest country in the world. And what has happened is that workers here in the United States work an average of 250 more hours a year than the average European worker. They also, you see, that women have entered the workforce, not primarily because there are new opportunities for them, but primarily to supplement the family income. All these are real issues. The fact that we have consumer credit, and consumer credit is just exploded. So you have people here totally spent. And if you can imagine here in this country, imagine the kind of dynamics that play out in poor countries and low-income countries and middle-income countries as well.
How do you feel about food aid? And what I mean by that is that CARE, which is one of the largest aid organizations, actually decided not to give some forms of food aid because it felt that it would undercut local economies. Is there a trap sometimes? I mean, when people are starving and desperate, there's very few choices. But in terms of doing things like reinvesting countries in having their own food sources, what do you think a good long-term game plan would be?
We have to construct people-oriented relationships. Now, this is a bit of idealism, of course, and it's wishful thinking, of course. But if we don't have some sort of reconstruct our relationship of aid based upon that in which the people are given the capability of sustaining themselves, then what we've essentially done is we'll go through this crisis again. Now, if we can imagine at some point in time, with a little tweak here, a little tweak there, these countries being able to be self-sufficient and growing food, so we're going to have to localize this process. How do we localize this process? How do we get the the agribusiness and everything out of the process of really betting on the price of food in relationship to people starving?
Well, Danny Glover, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Actor, producer, and activist Danny Glover is chairman of the board for TransAfrica Forum, and he recently briefed a congressional panel about the global food crisis and its impact on children. He was at our headquarters studios in Washington, D.C.